The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from Richland High School in Richland, Washington, the site of the 2026 1B Boys State Basketball Tournament. I know the headliner said this is the voice of Irish basketball, and yes, I am. I've been doing that for over 30 years, since 1993-94 season. But right now, I am the voice of the Touche Redhawks, of the Southeast 1B Great Division, is on the historic run, their first ever state tournament appearance. Talk things over with Rob Fazzari back at Two Arts Communication, who runs these studio, who brings you all these broadcasts. I said, hey, if it works out, let's cover Touche. So here we are. We've got a doubleheader. Touche, the Redhawks, versus Summit Classic Christian out of Bellevue, Washington, in a loser-out, winner-to-Spokane game. And then in the second half of this doubleheader broadcast, the DeSales Irish boys will play Moses Lake Christian. Both of those teams will advance to state. So we've got Redhawks basketball. So we're going to keep it on the air. Keep it live right here. Theoretically, there'll be no commercial breaks during this Touche contest. All the sponsorships that are taped and in the can, so to speak, that you would listen to over the air, those would come from the studio. We do not have any Touche sponsorship for this game officially. We've had a few people that very graciously. This didn't really come about until Wednesday. We had to wait to get permission from the WIAA, their broadcast fees and broadcasting rights, and so the final decision didn't get made till Wednesday, when we found out exactly who and when Touche was playing, and it worked out great right before DeSales. And so here we are. A couple of folks have been gracious and provided a little stipend for some sponsorship money. And I'll talk about that during the broadcast, a chance for people to add on. But right now, it's the Touche Redhawks versus the Summit Classical Christian out of the SeaTac League. And that's what we're going to be calling here first. And I apologize in advance for saying Irish every once in a while. And I'm going to probably say, here come the Indians every once in a while, because most of my career and growing up here in the Walla Walla Valley, it's been the Touche Indians. But it's been the Redhawks for quite a while, and they are on a historic run under their head coach, Scott Pumphrey. So let's take a look quickly at the consequences of this game. Touche is 15-8, the number four seed out of the Southeast 1B Great Division. They finished third in District 6, and in the state tournament bracket, 20 teams were seeded after the district tournaments last week, and Touche made the all-important 12th seed because the top 12 teams didn't have to play till today. 13 through 20 had to play a loser-out game on Tuesday. And Summit Classic Christian is at 19-8. They won their SeaTac League. They were number four at their district tournament. They combined three districts, District 1, District 2, and District 3. They're from District 2. And they were the 13th seed, so they had to play a game Tuesday, which they won. We'll talk more about that as we get into the pregame show. So the winner, that's the most important thing. What happens? If the winner of this game will make the final 12, the round of 12 up in Spokane, and play Wednesday, March 4th at Numerica Veterans Arena. The loser's season is over. And with that, we'll jump right into a quick look at the brackets. Some other things that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk to Robert Elizondo, the superintendent of schools in the Touche School District. He's got some things he'd like to share with us. He also typed them up for me. I said, hey, if you're not comfortable coming over on the radio, I could just read it. And as we get closer to game time, or whenever we decide it's best to do it, I get to talk to one of my favorite guys, my baseball coach, my senior year, and a legacy, a legend in the Touche School District, Wayne Dickey. Wayne Dickey coached the only Touche Indian boys basketball team that had a legit shot at going to a state tournament. And we'll talk about that. They didn't quite make it, but the 2025-26 version of the Touche Red Hawks is here at Richland High School. Let's take a look at the bracket a little bit more specifically. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games going on across the state today at the 1B level. Wakayakum plays Lummi Nation. Lummi Nation is the number one seeded team in the state this year. They won the state championship last year. Both teams will advance to play in Spokane. Nia Bay is playing Elmira Cooley Heartline. Elmira Cooley Heartline was ranked number one virtually the whole season. They were the District 6 champions, but they were dropped to the number two seed by the seeding committee. Tulalip Heritage, the number three seed, takes on Liberty Christian today. And then in a game that's important to me, hopefully all of our fans listening right now as well, the DeSales boys will follow this contest. They'll take on Moses Lake Christian. Both those teams will advance. In loser out games today across the state, Columbia Adventist takes on Willapa Valley. Sunnyside Christian, also the Grape Division. All four Grape Division teams in our little corner of the state have made it to the state tournament. Sunnyside Christian takes on Wellpinit. Muckleshoot Tribal takes on Garpal. Garpal of our Southeast 1B League also in the tournament. So all five of the Southeast 1B teams that made it to the state bracket are still in the state bracket. That's impressive. They take on Muckleshoot. And at the very bottom of the bracket, Summit, Classical Christian out of Bellevue, Washington. The Archers, they're called. That's one of the many things I forgot to write down. The Archers is their nickname. They take on the Touche Red Hawks, and this is game 8 of the bracket today. And winner of game 8 will go to game 11 on Wednesday in Spokane, and they will take on the loser of game 4, which is DeSales and Moses Lake Christian. So hopefully not a Touche DeSales game on Wednesday, but we'll see. Touche gets a win here, and they'll play at 2 p.m. on Wednesday against either DeSales or Moses Lake Christian. So let's take care of business here, one game at a time. And as Coach Scott Pumphrey had a brief visit with him before he got back into the locker room with his guys, hey, this is gravy time. This is house money. The Touche Red Hawks, already a historic season. What a season of success. And he says, we're playing with house money right now. And they are. And they're warming up to my left in the home white uniforms with the blue and red trim. They'll be the designated home team on the scoreboard. The Summit Archers were warming up to the right in the dark navy blue uniforms with the night white numbers warming up to the right. And so that's the bracket. That's the where we're at. And what the teams look like. I'm sitting four rows up in the bleachers. And right now we're going to talk to Wayne Dickey. When Wayne Dickey's going to put his headphones on. And we're going to have a little discussion about how historic this is. And it's not like Touche just wasn't ever on the state tournament map. And all of a sudden here we are. Touche's had some very good teams over the years. We've got to uncover my notes. We'll get Wayne's. Of course, Long could have helped you out a little bit, but he didn't. That's no surprise. There we go. We'll get that on. Get your microphone right there. Can you hear me, Coach?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Coach Wayne Dickey. The 1978-79 baseball season, I got to play for you.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, 78-79. Yep.
That's right. That was your – then after that – well, go ahead. You wanted to talk about this. So you start off there at the sales, and then you went on.
Oh, Well, yeah, let's see, 79-80.
Correct.
I was at the sales coaching. We were finishing up the baseball season. At that time, it was A.
Yeah, 78-79 season, yeah.
78-79.
Yeah, so the spring of 79, you were coaching the baseball team.
Okay, and then we made it to the state Class A Final Four with we had some great pitching, Todd Richard,
yeah.
Ronnie Queen.
Yep.
And Todd started the first game for us, went three innings. Ronnie, unfortunately, had an accident.
Yeah.
His brother-in-law was killed on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
That about Wednesday of the week, and he just wasn't himself.
Yeah.
We had a four or five run lead. We brought Ronnie in, but he couldn't hold it. So they caught up 5-4, whatever it was. So we had to put Todd in. He finished the game. We won the game and went to the next game.
Semifinal. Yeah.
And my gosh. Ronnie wanted to give it a go, but he just wasn't.
Yeah.
It was really hard for him. So I ended up going with Jimmy Lyons, who hadn't pitched most of the year, but he did a fine job for us, but we ended up not making it.
So you took a baseball team at the sales to the semifinals. Then you went out to Touche, and you had a great run. But your first state-level type team was a basketball team. Didn't quite make it to state, though. Tell us about the 80-81 basketball team.
The basketball team, it was my second year at Touche. I was actually hired to go to Touche originally as their head basketball coach. And then the job opened up mid-summer when Warren Craig stepped down. And so I took over the football as well. But the basketball, my second year, we had like Mike McCubbins, Mike Estes, Philip Brown, Chris Elsizer. We had Kurt Seeley. We had a really good basketball team, and we made it all the way to Beasley up at Pullman and lost the tough one to St. John Endicott to get to the state.
Yeah, back then it was a lot tougher. Our district, now what we call our league tournament, but back then only two teams got to go to state.
Yeah.
So you had to be a hell of a club to get to the state tournament. It's a lot more wide open bracket, but yeah, loser out, winner to state.
Yes.
Against St. John Endicott.
That's what ours was. Yeah.
But you guys, I just want to make sure, and I know our Touche listeners understand this, what a legacy of success the Touche has had. And I'm a DeSales guy. DeSales has had too, but, girls basketball, first state, they made it to state in 2015. Lost in the first round. The softball team has made to the state tournament 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, including placing second in 2008. And then, of course, the football team, which is very near and dear to your heart. Now, I think these records are pretty accurate. Touche has played in the state championship football game 9 times. Champions in 79, 94, 98, and 99.
That's correct.
Yep. Second place, 78, 80. 95, 02, and in 13. In fact, that 98-99 squads, those are your guys, right? 98-99?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are number 5 all-time at the
PUA. Wait a minute. 98-99? I was just finishing up at DeSales then.
Oh. No, you weren't at DeSales. I was 88-89.
What? 98? Okay.
Yeah.
98.
You're the man.
Okay.
Coach Dickey.
Okay.
You guys are number 5 overall in consecutive wins at the B level. You're 98 and 99 team.
Yeah. I think that's right.
I know that's right. I looked it up in
okay,
the archives.
Okay. Okay. I don't look for that.
Anyway,
okay.
Well, I was excited to get to do this game, and then I thought I'm going to talk to my old coach. And my point of this little segment is, Touche has a great history of success in athletics. Last few years haven't maybe been as successful, but go ahead and make the transition to the boys out there warming up now. I know you had an opportunity to maybe talk to them before the game, but weren't able to do so. What are your thoughts on these guys out there warming up? What's your advice to them?
Well, I know that Summit has a couple pretty good-sized kids. What I'm hoping for is our press is going to be a real advantage for us in the game. And I think that could be a key. And hopefully our three-point shooters, we've got several that they're on tonight. They need to be on and shooting well. And rebounding could be a concern, though, because they've got two big guys, 6'5", 6'4", whatever they are.
Well, so, they're here, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
Coach Pumphrey said we're playing with house money.
Yeah, that's right.
And we are. Hey, I want you to go ahead and hand the headset right over to Robert Elizondo. Great to talk to you, Coach.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And you go over there and get with the Touche Nation.
I want to say go Indians, but now it's Red Hawks.
I know.
It's Red Hawks.
I'm going to go back and forth. Yeah. Okay. All right. Always great to talk to Coach Dickey. So, Touche, number 4 in the Great Division, number 3 in the 1B Southeast Tournament, number 5 at District 6, and number 12 seed at the state. In the postseason, they lost to Garpal 56-51. And they have now won 4 straight games, and all of them loser-out games. They beat Pomeroy 49-42, Sunnyside Christian 64-63, Garpal 64-59. That actually was not a loser-out game. But they won it, got the third seed up to district, and they played Selkirk last Saturday in a loser-out game and beat them 62-53. Summit Classic Christian, the Crusaders, the Archers, excuse me, out of Bellevue, they beat Concordia, lost to Muckleshoot, beat Cedar Park Christian, beat Muckleshoot Tribal, and then they're in a big district, 3 different districts combined. Lummi Nation, the defending state champion, got after them 85-48. Then they lost to Nia Bay 73-38, and that dropped the Archers into a loser-out game to get here to Richland. And they're here, and it's very exciting. And across the way at Artway Daywall Gym, the whole lower section of the bleachers is red, is deep red. And putting on the headset now is Robert Elizondo. I've never met Robert. Hi, Robert. I'm Mike Spies.
Nice to meet you.
And so I got a hold of you via email this week. This all kind of came together at the end. And I just thought we could visit a little bit about just what this means to the community, the school district, and what. Just talk about that.
You know, this has really been an exciting time for us. We've evolved over the year in our basketball athletics program. And we've always said two things really bring, you know, joy to the community. One is athletics, and the other, of course, is the academic side. But this has just sparked our enthusiasm, and we're really excited. As you can see, I think probably most of Touche is here.
Yes, they are. That's awesome.
That is awesome. So, yeah, the team has really come together. You know, Coach Pumphrey has spent a lot of time with the students, and even last summer went to camps, and they went to, is it Wallawa Lake? Yeah, I think they spent some time over there in camp.
And probably up at Joseph, Oregon,
Yep, and have had a fantastic time. And as you can see, they're a really cohesive group. And they've got some incredible athletes. And I think, you know, one of the real positives, too, is that they're really kind of a young group.
Yeah. You know, the neat thing, you don't know me that well, but I taught for 40 years. I'm just retired. I coached a long time. I played for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's a legend.
But there are just so many memories that are getting built for this community. And these kids that are playing don't even realize that right now.
Yeah.
And Robert, you gave me a bunch of talking points.
Yeah.
I'm gonna visit those during the game because I won't be taking any commercial breaks. But if you'd like to come back at halftime and visit some more,
I would love to.
That'd be awesome. But right now, we got to get started.
You got it. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're getting rolling here. This is a fun deal. I'm so happy to be here for the Touche game. And we're ready for the announcements of the starting lineups. I think I've run through all my notes as best I can. So let's look at the starting lineup. First, for Summit Classical Christian, the Archers. They're sitting down right in front of me. So there we go. Right away, I need to figure out who's number 13. Oh, dang it. They must have switched the number on a guy. Number 13 is one of the starters. And I don't even have him on there. Number 13, we'll do him first. Hudson. I got their lineup online, and I did not double check it when I got here. Gledhill. Hudson Gledhill is a sophomore, and he's a starter. Now, they do not list heights for Summit Classical Christian, but Coach Dickey looked out there and watched them warm up, said they're tall, and they certainly are. So number 12, Luke Forrest, he's a junior. They're sitting down right now, so I can't really tell how tall they are. Number 21, Liam Brown is a junior. He's a starter. And number 35, Caden Brady, he's a sophomore. They're a very young team, and their fifth starter, and he's the one player that Scott Pumphrey said he's their guy, Jake Gledhill. So two Gledhills start. So Jake Gledhill, their only senior, and he's their main guy. And their head coach is Pat Desmet. For Touche, under head coach Scott Pumphrey, he will start Cooper Pumphrey. Cooper, a 5'11" sophomore. The Red Hawks played the Irish twice this year during the regular season. Just if you aren't familiar with the Red Hawks for some reason, I'll give you the scores when they played the Sales. Pumphrey Cooper scored 9 and 3 points. Kyler Pumphrey, the only senior on the Touche roster. So two very young teams. Kyler Pumphrey, a 6'1" senior, 8 and 5 against the Irish. Also starting for the Red Hawks, Hudson Zessen, a 6-foot freshman. And number 15, Isai Preciado, a 5'10" junior, will start. And Aiden Garnett, a 6'2" eighth grader. He is the guy, and he deserves a lot of attention that he's getting all across the state. He averaged about 42 points per game on the regular season. That is a state single season record. Michael Porter Jr. of Nathan Hale High School averaged 36.2 points a game. Nathan Hale is a 4A school, and Michael Porter Jr. currently plays for the Brooklyn Nets. But Aiden Garnett, 42 points per game average, 35.16 rebounds, and 5 block shots, against Selkirk to get to this game. And he'll line up against Jake Gledhill, the senior. And Gledhill is hunched over a little bit. He looks like he's about 6'4". Here's the tip. We're underway. And the Red Hawks control the tip. They get it to Zessen. Zessen gives it off to Cooper Pumphrey. Left wing three off the mark. Rebound Gledhill. And we're underway. Summit brings the ball left to right from our vantage point. Jay Lawn, my Olson, my partner's got his microphone on now. Left wing pass goes to Brady. Up top to Gledhill. Left wing pass, tip, ball's loose. Chased down near half court by Brown. 8 on the shot clock. They get it to high post to Gledhill, the senior. He's stripped. Ball's loose. Zessen with the rebound. The loose ball. Now Garnett the other way. They meet him with two players between the circles. Right wing pass to Preciado. Isai kicks it out to Cooper. Cooper, one dribble, takes a three. He's got it. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, 3-point field goal by the freshman. The sophomore. I think I called him a freshman. Sorry about that. 2-0. They say his foot was on the line. Okay, yeah. A 2-pointer. Gledhill, the senior, from the left corner. It's an air ball. And battle for the rebound inside. On the floor with it is Pumphrey. And he can't control it. It goes out of bounds. That was Kyler, the senior, fighting for the ball. So nice start for the Red Hawks. A long 2-point field goal. And defensively, they've created a block shot / turnover at the end of the shot clock. And now an air ball. And now they Summit inbounds if they get it to Brown. Shot off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Zessen. Outlet to Garnett. Garnett fires a 3 in transition. Off the mark. Won't go. Gledhill with the rebound. He collides with Kyler Pumphrey, and that's a foul. That's our first foul of the ball game. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. The Red Hawks up 2-0. Well, Coach Dickey said he hopes the Red Hawks put some pressure on these guys, and it looks like they're set up to do that as Summit will inbound near half court in their backcourt. They get it to the senior Gledhill. He looks like he goes about 6'5", or at least he's tall. I'm going to call him 6'6". Lon, you can interject with that a little bit on the heights of these guys.
They all look tall to me.
Well, that's not specific enough. They get down low to number 35. That's Brady. He can't hit the shot. Rebound battle. Players on the deck again, and a jump ball is called.
Yeah, they look like they go 6'3", 6'4", across the line.
Yeah, that Gledhill is the tallest, and he's at least 6'5". And then I'd say a 6'4", 6'3" guy. Brown with the shot from the left corner. Brady, that is. He misses it. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off of Summit. So Summit has not made a field goal. Every rebound has been contested somewhat. And the Red Hawks will inbound with a two-point lead. Bring it up court, 5:57 to go first quarter. Garnett gets a screen at half court from Cooper Pumphrey. Right wing to Preciado. Preciado to the left elbow to Zessen. 15-footer is good. All the defensive eyes are on Garnett, leaving shooters open, and Zessen, the freshman, hits the shot. Red Hawks up 4-0 early. Up court with it is Hudson Gledhill, the sophomore. He gives it. He still has the dribble, dribbling left to right. Red Hawks in a man-to-man defense. Down low to the taller Gledhill. Garnett on him, puts up a tough shot, won't go. Rebound Summit, and they put it in. That was Liam Brown with the offensive rebound. I am surrounded by the Summit fans. And now Garnett looks to shoot a three. Can't find room to do so. Gets it to Pumphrey. That's Cooper. Right wing pass to Zessen. Zessen back to Cooper. Now to Garnett. Garnett on the drive to the three-point line. Leans into a 16-footer. He's got it. He dribbled inside the line and leaned into it. The Red Hawks up 6-2. Showing full court pressure. Now they'll back off. Summit gets it into front court up the left sideline. Now high post pass goes to Forrest. Forrest gets it to the younger Gledhill. Now Brady. Brady in the lane, little one-hander. He's got it. Caden Brady, a sophomore. Again, two very young teams, just one senior on each team. Pumphrey brings it in the front court. Red Hawks up 6-4. Pass left wing to Pumphrey. Three on the way. Off the arm, won't go. Rebound. The taller Summit Archers. Gledhill, the senior, in the front court. He'll fire a transition three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Long rebound in the corner. Chased down by Brady for the Archers. Summit will reset. Gledhill again, a long three. He hits it. Jake Gledhill hits the three, and Summit takes their first lead of the game at 7-6. Gledhill, very tall, kind of a little off the back foot fadeaway from three. Garnett fires a long three, won't go. Rebound chased down the corner by Zessen. Down low to Preciado. Kick back out to Zessen. Ball fake, drives baseline. Cut off by the taller Archers. Out to Preciado. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound on Garnett. Garnett puts it up and in. Aylin Garnett between the tall Summit Archers. Puts in the rebound, put back. Irish up, or Carolina, I know how that'll happen a lot. Oh. Red Hawks up 8-7. Now they're pressuring in back court. Summit breaks the pressure, gets it the right wing. Oh, almost dropped the ball. It's Brown. Now he has it knocked away, stolen by Tushy. Zessen with the loose ball. Nice defense by the Red Hawks. 3 minutes to go in a quickly played first quarter. Red Hawks with the ball leading 8-7. Preciado thought about a three, won't take it. Now to Kyler Pumphrey, splits the defense. Triple teamed, has it taken away.
Wow.
A lot of contact there. Here comes Summit the other way. Gledhill, the sophomore, goes in. He scores, and he's fouled. So a tough break for the Red Hawks. Pumphrey, the post player, went into the tall trees, thought he got fouled. Summit gets the rebound, a quick fast break the other way. The sophomore, Hudson Gledhall, hits the shot, and he gets fouled by Aylin Garnett. That's Aylin's first. Cooper Pumphrey checks out of the ball game, and into the ball game comes Johnny Garcia, 5'11", 8th grader, who's really been hitting the three-pointers in the postseason. And now Garnett has it knocked away. He and Zessen have it taken away. And now after the missed free throw, the Summit will fire a shot up from the corner. Gledhill won't go, gets his own rebound. Up top of the senior Gledhill, three on the way. It's off the mark. Another Summit rebound. It's tipped. That goes into backcourt. Gledhill will pick it up. So Summit really getting after the offensive boards against two-sheet. It really has been a height situation, a lot of long rebounds. Now that on the baseline to Gledhill, the tallest senior, leans into one, shot off the mark, rebound, Red Summit again, missed, put back, and then tipped in by Gledhill. Summit is getting after the Redhawks on the offensive boards. They've opened up a three-point lead. Garnett at half court is double-teamed, trying to make him give up the ball. Now he's triple-teamed. Finds Preciado on the baseline left side. Shot short. Goes and gets his own rebound. Gets it inside to Pumphrey. Pumphrey stripped. Man. Ball taken away by Liam Brown. Redhawks down three. Up court to Gledhill. Gledhill the senior. Cut off by Preciado at the top of the key. Right wing pass goes to the younger Gledhill. He drives in. Misses a reverse lay-in. Rebound to Redhawks. By Garnett. Garnett on the dribble in the front court. He's going to go all the way to the basket. He's fouled on the drive. So yeah. Garnett goes coast to coast, split three defenders, and laid it in, but he was fouled out on the wing. That is the first foul on the Archers. Garnett inbounds to Pumphrey, to Martinez, back to Aiden. Aiden a looping pass to Preciado on the left wing. Three-pointer won't go. Long rebound chased down by Zephyr. Finds Preciado wide open underneath for the lay-in. Isai Preciado. Nice job by Zessen, the freshman. Chased down the rebound on the right wing. Passed it to the left to Preciado for the basket. Now steal by Garnett. 15-footer in transition. He's got it. The Redhawks take the lead back at 12-11. Garnett's got six. We're inside a minute to go, first quarter. Now Glenn Gledhill, the sophomore out front, Preciado on him. We got a whistle. No, it's just a squeaky tennis shoe. The player stopped for a moment. Now Gledhill takes a long three, won't go. Pumphrey with the rebound to Preciado. Down low to Zessen. Zessen in transition. Oh, just stopped the mark. Tried to spin with the left hand, a little traffic there. And now Preciado steals it from behind to Gledhill. Now Garnett behind the back with a dribble. Three on the way. I got it. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. The Redhawks are up by four. And there's another steal. Ball's on the floor. Summit gets it back. Now ahead to Gledhill. Gledhill takes a tough shot. He's fouled. Actually, that was Forrest. The Redhawks were down 11-8. But they've scored seven in a row to lead 15-11. And now with 8.7 seconds to go in the first quarter.
That was a good foul.
That foul is on Zessen. And he'll make Luke Forrest earn it at the free throw line. Tushy has not been to the line yet. And Forrest hits the first free throw. Nine first quarter points for Aylin Garnett, but they've got baskets from three other players, do the Redhawks. Preciado will check out. And Cooper Pumphrey checks back in, also in the game for Tushy, Victor Rincon, a 5'11 sophomore. Forrest hits them both. Redhawks a chance to take the final shot here in the first quarter. They'll get it to the eighth grader Martinez, three on the way, in and out, won't go, rebound, Summit, and that's the end of the first quarter. Martinez had a good look, it was halfway down, but popped out. The Redhawks, in their first ever state tournament basketball game, lead after 8 minutes, 15-13. And we are not taking commercial breaks. I got to remember to do that. If I do make a mistake and take a commercial break, you will hear Irish sponsors. But let's look at a couple of the Tushy community who stepped up on late notice. Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning, home of the one-week spill and stain warranty, serving the Walla Walla Valley since 1980. Personal Touch specializes in high-quality cleaning of carpet, upholstery, and many hard surfaces, and carpet stretching and repairs as well, offering senior and military discounts. Call Tushy alum George Martinez at 509-529-8500. And Guy and Dana Gregg, also sponsoring this broadcast, along with their son, Tyler. I hope I said that right. Tyler Gregg, also sponsoring. And the Tushy community will get... school community. We've also got some read-ins for those as well. We're getting ready to go in the second quarter. Tushy will have the ball and a two-point lead. They were down 11-8 at one point and scored 7 of the last 9 points of the quarter. Preciado, Garnett, Zessen, and the Pumphrey brothers on the court. On the baseline to Garnett, he's triple teamed as it's stripped away and he's fouled. The foul is on Caden Brady. First foul of the quarter. Tushiel inbound under the basket down to my left. Garnett looking to inbound it. Nobody open inside. Pass out top near half court to Preciado. To Cooper Pumphrey. Back to Preciado. Back to Cooper. Left corner three. Open for it. Off the iron won't go. Rebound by Redhill, the 6'6 senior, I'm calling him. We've got a bunch of Summit fans sitting around to say probably be willing to tell us how tall these guys are.
Yeah.
There you go, Lon. There's a daub. Redhill down low with it. He has it knocked away by Preciado. Gets it back, splits the defense, misses his shot inside. Zessen strong with the rebound. Zessen. Hudson Zessen, the 6-foot freshman, has been very good rebounding the ball. The ball knocked away as we come right to left as Summit knocks it out of bounds. Garnett will inbound it halfway between the key and the sideline down to my left corner to Pumphrey. Up top to Cooper Pumphrey. Kyler to Cooper. Back to Kyler. Got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be a moving screen. Garnett was trying to come off the screen after inbounding the ball. And they call Hudson Zessen for sticking the elbow out. Chicken winged him a little bit on the moving screen. Two fouls on Hudson Zessen. He's been the Red Hawks' best rebounder so far. Gledhill, the senior, gets it to Gledhill, the sophomore. Now left wing pass to Brady. Back to the younger Gledhill out front. Now he has it on the left wing. He passes it inside, but it goes off the backboard. Tried to get it to his older brother, but threw it too high. Garnett's got the loose ball. He'll come the other way. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Zessen. And then Zessen throws it in the corner. Preciado saves it right to Summit. So Aylin went against three players at a tough look from the left side, shooting with the right hand and just off the mark. And then the Red Hawks couldn't keep the rebound alive. And then Brady the other way. Caden Brady, a sophomore. Caden Brady looks like he goes about, well, he's on Garnett right now. They're virtually the same height. So we're going to call him 6'2". Right wing by Preciado. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Garnett. Won't go. Redhill the rebound. We're tied at 15. Red Hawks have not scored here in the second quarter. Second quarter was not a good one for Tushy up at the district tournament against Selkirk. There's a pass inside to Gledhill. Off his hands. Garnett's got it. 3-on-2. Garnett, left wing pass to Pumphrey. Behind the line is Cooper. Off the iron won't go. Long rebound chased down by Kyler. And he has it knocked away by Forrest. Forrest saves it on the end line. Stolen back by Garnett. Great hustle by both teams. Now Garnett in transition. 1-on-4. 2-on-4. Garnett puts on the brakes and he's fouled from behind. Aylin had 4 blue shirts in front of him. 1 white shirt to his right. He was sizing up the situation. Put the brakes on. Kept the dribble. And I think it was number 12, went right up his backside and fouled him. And Johnny Garcia. I apologize, Tushy folks. I get the names mixed up a little bit. I'll get used to them. Hopefully this is just the first of several broadcasts. Looking to get to Spokane next Wednesday. We're tied at 15 here in the second quarter. Garnett, step back three from the left corner. Off the iron won't go. Boy, the Summit coach wanted a push-off foul. He lobbied the official hard for that one. Here comes Glenn Hill after the rebound. He went coast-to-coast, and Aiden Garnett blocks his shot out of bounds. So the 6'6 senior went coast-to-coast with the rebound. Aiden shadowed him and blocked the shot out of bounds. 5:13 to go in the half. We're tied at 15. The Red Hawks yet to score here in the second quarter. Pass up top goes to Hudson Gledhill. Now over to Forrest. Back to Gledhill, the sophomore. Long three won't go. Rebound inside by Forrest. He'll get it to Brady. 15 foot on the baseline won't go. Another rebound by Forrest. This time Brady gets a pass, drives to the basket, misses the shot. Rebound, Tucci. Garnett in the front court. Thought about a three. They came right at him. They'll swing it to Kyler Pumphrey. He drives in strong and he lays it in. Kyler Pumphrey, the 6'1 senior, gets the Red Hawks a lead back at 17-15, 4:41 to go in the half. Left wing pass goes to Hudson Gledhill. Gledhill gets it over to Forrest. To Gledhill, the senior. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Long rebound off several players into backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds. The officials are looking at each other, and they'll say Summit basketball. Bounced off several players, went into backcourt. Summit will inbound straight down below my vantage point near their bench. 17-15, Tucci. Summit up top to Gledhill. Pass inside to Forrest. Open, gets his shot blocked out of there by Garnett. Garnett gets it knocked away, and it goes right to Kyler Pumphrey. At least two block shots for Aiden. There's a long three by the Redhawks. Off the mark, rebound Gledhill. Gledhill trying to drive, gets by Preciado, goes up strong, misses the shot inside. Rebound tipped out to Summit. Another offensive rebound. Swinging around to Gledhill. Three on the way. He's got it. Tucci giving up way too many second chance baskets. Summit back in front, 18-17. And now Gledhill with the ball. They tip it away from the Redhawks, 18-17. Redhawks down one. Up top, it goes to the younger Gledhill, right side to Forrest. Up top to Brady, swing it over to Brown. Back to Brady on the drive, off the glass, back where nothing else. High rebound tip, controlled by Summit again. Out top to Gledhill, the senior. He hits a three. Back-to-back threes from Jake Gledhill, both off of offensive rebounds for the Redhawks that they've kicked out to him. 21-17. Pumphrey in the lane. Head fake, gets a shot up, won't go. Rebound Gledhill. 21-17. Redhawks down four. Summit with the ball. Tucci trailed 11-8 in the first quarter. Now they trail by four. 2:50 to go in the half. Left wing to Brady. Brady gives it off to Gledhill. The younger Gledhill drives right in. Shot way off the mark. Rebound Garnett. Garnett surveying the traffic. He's going to go coast to coast, and he lays it in. We got a timeout on the floor. Timeout Redhawks. 2:34 to go in the half. Summit 21, Tucci 19. We're going to keep it here. And we're going to talk about some of the Tucci Redhawk community events and activities and values. Robert Elizondo visited with the superintendent of Tucci Schools briefly, and he gave me some topic points. Core values and small classes. Tucci, you're trusted and grounded in core values. District offers small class sizes, strong teaching in core subjects, and engaging electives that help every student grow. Families are welcome to join us through open enrollment. Fly high in Tucci Pride. I like that. Now, usually when I take regular commercial breaks, I take a moment to add up my stats, and that's one thing I figured out. I haven't had time to do that. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 17. Tucci have 17 at the end of the first quarter?
15, 13.
15. Oh, so we scored. Okay. I put a basket in the first quarter. So who are our two baskets in the second quarter?
Aylin and Kyler.
Kyler, that's right, Kyler. Oh, I put Kyler's in the first quarter. Yeah. There we go. Then I'm off a basket. I put one of the other Summit baskets in the first quarter as well. I do know that Aylin Garnett leads all scorers with 11 points. 9 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. I do know the Redhawks need to do a better job on the offensive board. A little give-and-go cut to Gledhill. Probably drew that up during the timeout. Jake Gledhill, the 6'6 senior, 8 points in the quarter, 13 for the game. He now leads all scores. And now Preciado loses the ball through his hands and out of bounds. So Summit, a 4-point lead. They made their first ever state tournament appearance last year. They won a play-in game. One on the regional game, which is what we're in now, and then lost a loser out game up and still down. And Gledhill hits a three and gives the three signal to the Tucci fans. The 6'6 senior has 11 points in the quarter, and Summit has opened up a 7-point lead. Get it down low to Tyler Pumphrey. Kyler, no room to shoot. He'll still try. He goes inside and he's fouled. Nice job by Kyler. He was triple teamed amongst those tall dark blue jerseys. No room to kick it out. He forced his way in, and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul is on number 22. That's Jake Gledhill. We're going to find a way to get him in some foul trouble. Kyler will shoot two free throws. He hits the first one. Tucci's first free throws of the game come at the 137 mark of the first half. Parker Rivas, 5'11 freshman, will check in for Zessen.
13.
Red Hawks down 26-20. I think all of the second quarter points have been scored, or Summit's second quarter points have been scored by Jake Gledhill. Kyler hits both free throws. Red Hawks back within five at 26-21. Just got to survive this storm and get to the half. Drevis all over Gledhill down low. They, on the drive is Brady. Brady can't get the shot. Gledhill with the rebound. He misses the putback. He has it knocked away by Garnett. Now to Pumphrey. Back to Garnett. Left corner pass to younger Pumphrey. He hits it from the corner. Cooper Pumphrey. Rip City. Nothing but net from the left corner. The Red Hawks back within two at 26-24. 26-24. A minute to go in the half. Brady in backcourt. Close to a 10-second violation. Now they, Coach Pumphrey wanted that. They get into front court now. Lob it inside to Gledhill. He lays it in. The 6'6 senior somehow is matched up with Rivas, the 5'11 freshman, and they're not going to win that. They survived the last possession on a miss. And there's a cross-court pass stolen by Gledhill. 34 seconds to go in the half. Gledhill going full court, puts it up strong and in. Gledhill is filling up the score sheet in the second quarter. 6-point lead. Garnett fires a three. Garnett hits a deep three between half court and the top of the key, beyond NBA range. Red Hawks down 30-27, 11 seconds to go in the half. Red Hawks needed that. There's a baseline drive. They get it inside to Brown. Shot partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Brown, and he scores it on the putback to end the first half. Another offensive rebound for Summit. Exciting ball game. The Red Hawk fans have the whole lower bowl across court from me filled up. Summit Classic has some folks right behind me. It's an exciting game so far. 32-27 Summit. We're at the half. We're going to stay here. I'll do the stats as we go. I'm going to go back to the first quarter. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13, 15 first quarter points for the Red Hawks. And then 5, 7, 9, 12 in the second quarter for a total of 27. 2 for 2 from the free throw line are the Red Hawks. Cooper Pumphrey, 5 points. 4 points for Kyler Pumphrey. Johnny Garcia has 0. Isai Preciado has 2. 14 for Aylin Garnett, including 2 three-pointers. Parker Rivas has not scored. I'm going to have to move the crowd mic because Summit fans are sitting right next to it. And this is a Red Hawk broadcast. We're not interested in what the Summit fans have to say. So we'll try to move that a little bit. We are surrounded by them, more or less. All right. So let's – do you have your lawn? You have your score sheet? Because I'm off a basket here, and I'll look it over. Okay, so
– I was going to try to get their height.
Oh, okay.
So that's all right. Take it.
Well, Summit in the second quarter, a 3, a 2, and – no, that's Tucci. Where's Summit?
Right here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
after the slash.
Yeah, so is that a 3 for that guy?
Yes. No, it's not. That's an X. I gave it to the wrong one.
Okay, so Liam Brown has a 2 in the second quarter. And 3 threes and 3 twos. Yeah. And then a 2 in the second quarter for Brady. That's where I put it wrong. Okay, thank you. Got it. All right. So 2, 4, 6, 9, 11, 13 first quarter points for Summit. So Touche outscores Summit 15-13 in the second quarter. First quarter, excuse me. In the second quarter, it was all Jake Gledhill, the 6'6" senior. Summit scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13, 16, 19, 19 second quarter points. 15 of them by Gledhill. Gledhill has 20 points in the first half. I'm going to call him a 6'6" senior. Lon's going to have a visit with the Summit fans surrounding us and try to get some accurate heights on their roster. 2 points for Luke Forrest, 4 points for Liam Brown, 4 points for Caden Brady, and 2 points for Hudson Gledhill, the sophomore, for their total of 32. Summit was 2 of 3 from the free throw line in the first quarter, did not shoot a free throw in the second quarter. So they're 2 of 3 from the line. Coach Pumphrey got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players, 8 players in the ball game in the first quarter, in the first half, excuse me. Summit got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, my stats are definitely unofficial, but Summit has not substituted in the ball game. And their big guy, Jake Gledhill, a lanky 6'6" senior, has 20 first half points. So let's go ahead and look at some more Touche School District information provided to me by Robert Elizondo. Community and family voice. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, invites new families to consider joining a school community where collaboration is strong, family voice is valued, and local decisions are supported and encouraged through open enrollment. Flying high in Touche pride. Another talking point, programs and pathways. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers state and national FBLA after-school robotics, ag FFA world languages, and college in the high school, all led by caring educators. All led by caring educators. Explore these opportunities through open enrollment. Flying high in Touche pride. I really like that. We're going to keep that flying high in Touche pride thing going. We've got to get regrouped at halftime down 32-27 and win this ball game and get up to Spokane. And if the Touche Redhawks can come back in the second half, they will play at 2 p.m. in Spokane on Wednesday against the loser of DeSales versus Moses Lake Christian. Well, I hope I'm broadcasting that game at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and I hope it's against Moses Lake Christian, and the Irish boys are in the quarterfinals. Because if the Irish boys, they get a win today, and they do not have to play on Wednesday, and they go to the quarterfinals. Fun time of year. Touche Redhawk boys basketball for the first time in school history at the state tournament. The Sales boys will play the second half of this doubleheader broadcast. They are at the state tournament for the fifth straight season under head coach Eric Wood. Spot number 4, academics and support. With open enrollment at Touche School District, you can expect low referrals, a strong commitment to academic rigor, and safe, focused classrooms where students succeed in both core classes and electives. Supporting by caring teachers, administrators, and a strong board, students thrive here. Again, flying high with Touche pride. And then athletics. Here we are celebrating athletics. Through open enrollment, Touche School District welcomes families to a place where competitive athletics, rigorous academics, and career and technical programs come together in a family-oriented, values-driven environment. Help your students succeed on the court and in the classroom. Again, flying high in Touche pride. I love the family word in that phrase. It's come up a lot, these messages from Superintendent Robert Elizondo. And the Touche family is across the way in force. And the last talking point, actually we have two more. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers small class sizes, strong academics, and a thriving homeschool program with online services for families choosing an alternative learning model. Whatever your path, we at Touche can make it happen. Flying high with Touche Pride. And the music program, that has always been true. The pep band at Touche has always been phenomenal. Through open enrollment, Touche School District invites families to experience an outstanding music program where students are preparing for adjudication and festivals in the coming year. If you haven't heard them lately, our Red Hawk musicians have grown into a well-trained, disciplined group. Way to go, Red Hawk Music Program. Flying high with Touche Pride. And, you know, the Touche community is really experiencing the highs of state tournament competition. And life has a way of humbling us. And the Touche family is very happy to be here. And we're also very heartbroken. I'm not an official member of the community, but I know a lot of folks in the community, and some very tough news came the way of the Touche community today, and we are all praying for the Wagner family, and especially the health of Troy Wagner. Troy was involved in an accident this morning, it's my understanding, and it was first life-flighted to Cadillac, and then life-flighted Cadillac here in the Tri-Cities, and he's now been life-flighted to Harborview. So all of our listeners, all of the Walla Walla Valley, and especially the family of the Touche community, praying for the Wagner family in a special way and lifting them up in this challenging time for them. And with that, we're back to basketball discussion. 32-27, Red Hawks down 5. They've got to make that up here in the second half against a Summit Classic Christian Archers team who made their first trip ever to Spokane last year. It was a short one. They won a loser-out game to get there and lost a loser-out game their first day there. So, Lon, you've scoured the bleachers. What are our height readouts for the Summit Archers?
And they came up with Luke Forrest is 6'1".
Okay.
Hudson Gledhill. Gledhill is 6'4".
Okay.
Liam Brown is 6'4".
Okay.
And Jake is 6'7".
Okay, 6'7". What about Caden Brady?
Caden, 6'4".
6'4". Wow.
So they average 6'4".
They are a tall team. They've been pounding the offensive boards. So what do the Red Hawks need to do here in the second half?
Allen just has to get a little hotter. Boy, he missed 3 or 4 shots, but I think that last one from about 25, 26 feet got him going. So, no, they're really moving the ball well. They just haven't their shots haven't been falling, and the rebounds go right to them. So I'd like to think Touche will have the ball come to them a little more this third quarter.
Summit's a lot taller team, and some of those offensive rebounds were due to height, but a lot of it just – lucky bounces. Gledhill misses the opening shot of the second half. Another offensive rebound for Summit. Now Brady drives in. Goes up on 4 players. Shot won't go. Puts up a tough one. Won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by that Summit. Wow. I agree with that call. That's what I saw. But I'll tell you what. Liam Brown had a chance to grab that ball. He let it go. So Touche survives an offensive rebound. And now they'll come the other way. Working to our right in front of the home bench. Home white uniforms, red trim, blue numbers. Preciado, got to get him going. Left elbow, kick in the corner to Pumphrey. Pumphrey, long jumper, won't go. Follows his own shot. He's got the rebound. He has it stripped away as he hits the deck. Forrest has it. Now we have a jump ball. No, a timeout. I think they're going to give Summit a timeout. Is that what they did? Yes. So the senior, Jake Gledhill, called the timeout to save the possession for Summit. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. So get the shots to fall and block out. Got to block out really hard on these taller guys. Make them foul you. As the Red Hawks, the Red Hawks and Summit each only committed 4 first half fouls. Hudson Zessen, the only player with more than one. He has 2. Got to find a way to try to put some pressure on Jake Gledhill, the 6'7 senior, at the defensive end. Kyler Pumphrey, the 6'1 senior, did draw a foul on him in the first half. So I say go right at him, if the threes aren't open, Ernie, go right at them. Aiden Garnett, you said it. Aiden's got to go right at the blue shirts and get him in foul trouble, get at the free throw line. But the number one thing, we got to clean up the boards. Got to rebound at the defensive end.
They need to set him some picks. They haven't done a very good job doing that.
Summit with the ball, bringing it in the front court at the timeout to Hudson Gledhill. Now get it to Forrest at the right elbow. Back to the younger Gledhill. Backing in on Preciado. Picks a little five-footer in the lane. Won't go. Rebound, Garnett. Good job. All white shirts on the boards there. Aylin with the dribble at the R in the Richland Bomber emblem at half court. Left corner to Pumphrey. Pumphrey hits the three. Cooper Pumphrey's second three-pointer. Fourth of the game for the Redhawks. And the Redhawks score first in the second half, and we're back within 2 points. Cooper's getting that shot. He's hit a couple of them. Two threes and a long two for his 8 points. Pass in the corner, tipped out of bounds by the Redhawks. Zessen. I love the way Zessen, all of them, I love the way they play. Hudson Zessen, just a freshman. He's always after the loose balls. He's their best rebounder, in my opinion. Of course, Garnett, Aiden's a little step above everybody. Up top to Gledhill, the senior, three on the way. Off the back iron, won't go. On Garnett, high with the rebound. Wow. He was way up there, above the rim for that one. He'll fire three the other way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped by Zessen, controlled by Summit out front. To Forrest, ahead to, no, that's Glendale to Forrest. Forrest misses a three, rebound, Kyler Pumphrey. Garnett hustle back and change that shot. Now Aiden will bring it in front court. Right wing to Preciado. Pass inside, stolen by Forrest. Threw it right to him. Turnover, Redhawks. Redhawks down 32-30. Gledhill misses a long three. Long rebound to Garnett. Garnett go right at him. He'll lean into an eight-footer. Left it short. Rebound tipped. Garnett's got it back. Splits the defense and lays it in. Well, Lon, you wanted him to take it to him. He pulled up, but then he went and got the board. We're tied at 32. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Redhawks have not allowed a basket for Summit yet. There's a block shot inside by Garnett as Forrest, the 6'1 junior, tried to take it inside. Redhawks have outscored Summit 5-0. Now Preciado for three off the arc. Mark, one go. Rebound inside Summit. That's Liam Brown. 6'1, 6'2, 6'7, 6'4, 6'4 as I read their heights now. There's a pass inside by Summit that goes out of bounds. So both teams turn it over a bit. Redhawks will try to take advantage here as the Redhawks have outscored them 5-0 in the quarter. Summit has gone the first 3 minutes of the second half without a point. Garnett gets a screen from Pumphrey at the top of the key at mid between the circles. Now to Preciado, back to Kyler. He has it stripped. Ball goes to Kyler Pumphrey. Or Cooper Pumphrey, three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Summit. I still mix up my names a little bit with the Redhawks. Now Gledhill, the senior, he throws it away. Garnett challenged him at the top of the key. He threw it over to the right wing, and nobody was there as the younger Gledhill was going underneath the basket. So right now the Redhawks have the Summit Archers a little flustered, and Coach Pat Desmet wants a timeout. 3.5 minutes into the second half, the Redhawks have tied it up at 32-32. Summit has not scored. And looking over all my notes, this is the time where I'm used to taking a commercial break. Taylor Gregg, Tushy Alum, is sponsoring this broadcast. George Martinez as well is sponsoring this broadcast. Another Tushy Alum, Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning. That's George's business. Call George at 529-8500 for all your carpet cleaning needs. We've got a couple other folks that offered to sponsor and help us out with the cost of state tournament basketball, but they've chosen to remain nameless. We appreciate their support as well. If you want to jump on the bandwagon, we can do that too. We'll talk about that at the next break. 4:29 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 32. Defense, the chant by the Summit fans that are all around us. Pass up top to Martinez, who's checked in after the timeout. He loses the ball, but it's chased down by Preciado at the half court line. They're sagging off Eastside. Hey, in the corner to Martinez, three on the way, it's off the mark. Rebound Zessen, back to Martinez. He'll load up again. He hits it! Johnny, doggone it, it's Garcia. Johnny Garcia. Hank Ward, Edward Jones, 3. The Redhawks have a 35-32 lead. They've outscored Summit 8-0 in the second half. Garnett is knocked on the ground. No call. They get it to Redhill for the bucket. Garnett was posting, defending Redhill. Redhill forearmed him in the chest, knocked him all the way out of bounds. Maybe a little bit of a flop. First points of the second half for Summit. Preciado misses a shot inside. Rebound tip. Sesson's got it. He puts it up. It's short. Rebounded by Summit. Summit outlets it to Hudson Gledhill. Gledhill ahead to Forrest. He slips and falls. Ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Tucci. I agree, but where's the travel call? Both his feet went out from under him. That's a travel, right?
They don't call that anymore, Mike.
Well, they okay. All right, so I apologize. Johnny Garcia, I keep calling him Martinez, the 5'11 eighth grader, missed his first 2 3-point attempts, and then Zessen got the offensive rebound on his second miss, got it back to Johnny, and he drilled it.
Wow.
There's a shot inside by Gledhill, the younger Gledhill. It's off the mark. Rebound battle. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Summit. So Tucci with the ball, up 35-34. 3:12 to go in a low-scoring third quarter. Tucci has outscored Summit 8-2 so far here in the second half. Garnett met just across the timeline by two Summit archers. Left corner to Martinez. Right on him is the taller Gledhill. Right side pass for Preciado. Knocked out of bounds by Forrest. So Tucci had everything going over in the left corner. Tried to throw the high cross-court pass. Summit knocked that out of bounds. Kyler Pumphrey will inbound right in front of the Tucci bench down to our right. Throws it to backcourt to Garnett. They triple-team him. He gets it across the timeline to Garcia. Garcia fires a three off the mark. Won't go. Rebound inside by Rivas. Rivas has his shot blocked. Rivas knocks it away. Gledhill gets it back. Rivas, the 5'11" freshman, got a shot blocked by the 6'7" Gledhill, and then almost got it back. And now they've got traveling the other way as Summit got into transition. Brown had a look inside, missed it, got his own rebound and traveled. It's a lot of times it's those guys that come off the bench that you don't expect anything to happen that make the difference. Speaking of the bench, Summit has not substituted in this ball game. Garnett, no room to shoot a three. They come right at him. They're tall. Now Martinez, now Preciado. High post to Pumphrey. Pumphrey drives in, splits the defense, misses it off the bottom of the backboard. He did the hard part, got right through the tall defenders, and just got too far under the basket. 2:11 to go in the third. Tucci up 35-34. Summit with the basketball. Between the circles with to Forrest. Forrest drives the right elbow, passes it back to Gledhill, the sophomore. Left wing pass to Brady. Brady's shot blocked by Garnett. Loose ball picked up by Brown. Ball still loose. Summit gets it back. Another block shot by Garnett. Now on the drive is Brown. Blocked out of there again by Garnett. This time Pumphrey's got it. Aylin. Not in my house, he says. They'll fire three the other way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound Pumphrey. Pumphrey trapped underneath. Kicks it out to Preciado. He has it slapped away. And Summit will steal it.
Bounce pass, guys. Bounce pass.
Garnett. Now Gledhill, the 6'7 Gledhill, challenges and misses a shot, but then it's tipped in by Hudson Gledhill. Jeez. They're pounding the bleacher so hard I can't write it down. Garnett misses a shot inside, tips it, loses it, and they say out of bounds off Tucci. So Gledhill gives the Summit Archers the lead back at 36-35. The back-to-back block shots by Aiden Garnett. And then the Redhawks went the other way but couldn't finish it. Exciting sequence there. Very competitive ball game. Loser out. Winner to Spokane on Wednesday. Up top it goes to the younger Gledhill. Pass inside. Stolen by Garnett. He went high with it. He's back on Gledhill. He goes up strong. He lays it in. Aylin Garnett, 18 points. Defense is the eighth grader's calling card right now. There's a shot the other way in transition by Summit. Shot won't go. Rebound. Martinez tied up with Brady. Jump ball. Possession arrow. Redhawk. The Redhawk fans are on their feet. Aiden Garnett, two block shots, and then that pass at the top of the key The Summit player threw it over the top, and Aiden went up high and got it and went the other way and scored it. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. 23 on the shot clock. Aiden out at the R, fired the three, off the mark, won't go. Long rebound goes out of bounds. Aiden fired that one from the R in Richland here at Art Daywall Gym in this state regional venue. Second of four games today. Liberty Christian's girls beat Tohola's girls in the first game of the day. DeSales will play next against Moses Lake Christian. Summit goes the other way. Misses a shot inside by Luke Forrest. Rebound, Preciado. 17 seconds. They can take the last shot of the quarter if they choose. They'll get it up top to Pumphrey. Coach Pumphrey is now directing traffic. Looks like they'll play for one. Garnett is actually on the bench. I didn't see that. He's got to be tired. So 2 seconds to go. Martinez, three on the way. It's blocked. Preciado gets the loose ball. And he can't hit it at the buzzer. The shot was blocked with 2 seconds and right to Preciado. But the Redhawks go from down five at the half to up one with 8 minutes left in the season for one of these two teams. After three quarters, the Touche Redhawks, 37, the Summit Classical Christian Archers, 36. They're out of Bellevue, Washington. So 8, 10 points in the quarter for Touche, and just 4 points in the third quarter for Summit. Nice defense by the Redhawks, and they're competing harder on the boards as well. The block shots by Aiden Garnett, steals by, and a great hustle by all of the Redhawks, and they outscore them 10-4. Let's see, 8 points right now for Cooper Pumphrey, 4 for Kyler Pumphrey, 3 for Johnny Garcia, 2 for Preciado, 18 for Aylin Garnett, and a bunch of block shots. I would say at least 5 block shots and multiple steals. Parker Rivas has played but not scored. 2 for Hudson Zessen. Victor Racone has played but not scored. Neither team shot a free throw in that third quarter. And for the final 8 minutes, one of these teams will go to Spokane to the round of 12 on Wednesday. The other team's season will be over. There's a steal on the inbound by Zessen to Cooper Pumphrey to Garnett. Left-hand lay-in is good. So the Summit got it inbounds. Two Touche players immediately went after the ball handler. I didn't even see who it was. He panicked, threw it away, and the Redhawks up by 3. There's Brady open for 3. In and out won't go. Rebound Garnett. All white shirts underneath. The Redhawks definitely have the momentum here in the fourth quarter, basically the whole second half. Up 39-36 with the ball. Cooper Pumphrey for 3, off the mark, won't go. Rebound Kyler Pumphrey. Remember, the Summit team has not substituted the whole game, so fatigue could start to be a factor for them. Garnett with it, 7 minutes to go. Garnett has it knocked away, gets it back. He's out front. They're chasing him all over the place. In the corner to Cooper. 3 on the way. He's got it! Cooper Pumphrey! A three-point field goal. Touche has their biggest lead of the game at 42-36. The blue shirts are chasing Garnett everywhere, and he's finding the open players.
The other thing, Coach, is that they haven't subbed yet. They got to be getting tired.
They got it, yeah. Gladhill misses the shot. Offensive rebound by Brady. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Garnett. Loose ball picked up by Preciado. Preciado will bring it into front court. Over to Cooper Pumphrey. Back to Preciado. Left wing pass to Kyler Pumphrey. Kyler on the drive, goes up strong. He misses a shot off the back iron. Rebound, Preciado chases it down. Touche will reset. Timeout, Touche. Nice timeout by Scott Pumphrey. 6:25 to go in the ballgame. Touche has turned a 5-point halftime deficit into a 6-point lead with 6:25 to go in the contest. They lead at 42-36 with the ball. And, we'll look at a couple of our Touche School District spotlights. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers small class sizes, strong teaching in core subjects, and engaging electives that help every student grow. Families are welcome to join us through open enrollment. Fly high in Touche Pride. And Touche Pride is present in the gym in a big way right now. The Redhawk fans across the way on their feet. Let's go! The Tushy Band is here down in the right corner. They're firing everybody up. The Summit fans are very excited as well. We're kind of surrounded by them. Kyler Pumphrey gets it into Garnett. Garnett goes all the way and lays it in. They inbounded right in front of the Tushy bench to Aylin, and Aylin went right to the rack. 44-36, Tushy up by 8. Summit, after 32 first-half points, have only 4 here in the second half. And Jake Gledhill, their 6'7 senior, who had 20 first-half points, has only 2 here in the second half. Defense for the Redhawks, and there's an offensive foul. I love them all, but Hudson Zessen. Zessen has becoming one of my favorites. Hudson, the freshman, takes the offensive foul on the drive by Hudson Gledhill, the sophomore. 8-point lead with the ball. Garnett has 2 tall blue shirts, meeting at half court. He dribbles to the left side and across the timeline. Now to Preciado back over on the right wing. Preciado dribbling right to left. No room to drive. Kiss it to Tyler Pumphrey. Kyler has it slapped away and out of bounds. They say off his leg and out of bounds. Scott Pumphrey says, hey, my guy lost the ball because they got him by the forearm. Kyler is very eager to drive the ball from the high post to the low post, and he's getting a lot of contact. Redhawks turn it over. Only 2 field goals in the second half for Summit. Baseline drive cutoff is Gledhill. There's the senior Gledhill with it. Back to the sophomore. He drives to the right of him. Back out to the senior Gledhill. Hudson Gledhill drives in, loses the ball out of bounds. Defense, defense, defense. The Redhawks have got the Summit team totally flustered.
On their heels.
They had 19 points in the second quarter. They have only 17 points the rest of the game. 13 of those in the first quarter, only 4 second half points. Garnett for 3, he's got it! Aiden Garnett, 3-pointer! 3 steps behind the arc, nothing but the bottom of the net. Rip City, and the Redhawks have opened up an 11-point lead, 47-36. 4:53 to go in the ballgame. Pass left wing goes to Brady. Nope. Out to Glenhill. His 3-pointer's an air ball and out of bounds. Summit Classic Christian. I've coached a long time. I've done a lot of games on the radio, and they have the deer in the headlights look. And we've got a full timeout by Pat Dismet. The Tushy fans are on their feet as the Redhawks have outscored Summit in the second half 20-4. Community and Family Voice, Tushy, your trusted and grounded in core values district, invites new families to consider joining a school community where collaboration is strong, family voices are valued, and local decisions are supported and encouraged through open enrollment. Fly high in Tushy pride. Also, Tushy is your trusted and grounded in core values district. They offer state and national FBLA, after-school robotics, ag FFA world languages, and college in the high school, all led by caring educators. Explore these opportunities through open enrollment. Fly high in Tushy pride. Also, a big thank you to, there it is, Taylor Gregg. I think I might have called him Tyler once, but Taylor Gregg and his family sponsoring this broadcast. Taylor and his dad, proud Tushy alumni. A lot of fours on the board. 4:44 to go in the ballgame. Fourth quarter, 47 points for Tushy, 36 for Summit. The winner advances to Spokane next Wednesday. The loser's season is over. Garnett comes across the timeline. 2 Summit players meet him. Right elbow to Zessen. Zessen's shot partially blocked. It'll be what?
I guess it's just a bad shot.
I think it was partially blocked. Sure. Maybe Cooper Pumphrey touched it. Well, Scott Pumphrey's right there. He didn't argue about it. So Summit will come the other way with the ball. So Jake Gledhill, the 6'7 senior, has made just 1 field goal in the second half. Only 2 field goals for the whole team. They get it down to Gledhill. He has it knocked away by Garnett. He goes out of bounds. Coach Desmet said he's got fouled. They definitely are letting them play.
Oh, boy, they are. That's their advantage.
At both ends. Summit will inbound. 13 on the shot clock. They get it to Gledhill. No room to shoot. Cooper Pumphrey was right on him. Now to the younger Gledhill. He'll fire a 12-footer. He hits it. First basket of the fourth quarter. Hudson Gledhill, 3:59 to go in the ballgame. Tucci lead down to 9. Left wing pass to Preciado in the corner to Pumphrey. That's Cooper. Now to Preciado. Back to Cooper. No room to shoot. Is Gledhill, the 6'7 senior, right on him. Back to Preciado. They are shadowing Garnett, trying not to give him the ball. Pass stolen, intended for Rivas. Pass the other way, stolen back by Preciado. They got it to Gledhill, and Preciado stripped and clean. They head to Garnett. He misses the shot inside. Rebound, Summit. Brady's got it.
Wow.
Boy, great steal by Preciado, and you don't see Aiden miss many of those. But the Red Hawks up 47-38, down to 3:19 to go in the ballgame. Just got to play the defense. Deep three by Gledhill, the sophomore. Shot won't go. Rebound battle. Players on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. First half, offensive rebounding was an asset for Summit. Second half, the Red Hawks have been a lot more competitive, and Parker Rivas, a freshman, getting on the floor with the Summit Archers, and he's going to come out of the game to high fives from Coach Pumphrey and the whole staff. And so set the lineup for Tucci. Zessen, Garnett, Preciado.
Score this time, we're in pretty good shape.
Johnny Garcia and Kyler Pumphrey on the floor. 2:57 to go.
Oh.
Garcia shoots a three off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Preciado. He misses. Zessen's got it. He puts it in. Tucci gets two extra chances, and the freshman, Hudson Zessen, puts it up and in. 11 points, 2:40 to go. Inside the Gledhill, knocked away by Kyler Pumphrey. Garcia's got the loose ball. The eighth grader will back it out. Oh, he's called for traveling. Tough break there. Great decision by Johnny to slow it down, but he couldn't quite put the brakes on. 2:33 to go. Red Hawks up 11. That's four possessions.
Yeah, we don't need to shoot but lay-ins.
Yeah, only three field goals in second half for Summit. They've got to make four baskets here in the final 2.5 minutes. Preciado right on Gledhill. He has to give it up to Forrest. Forrest to the high post to Brady. Back out to Brown. They're really taking their time. They can't afford it. Loose pass ends up in Forrest's hands. He drives down the right side and scores it. 49-40. 2:12 to go. Garnett brings it up against that double team that meets him at half court. He keeps the dribble. He'll drive in, dump it down low inside to Zessen. Off his hands, safe. Oh, off a Summit player to Garcia. Now Garnett with it. Garnett drives up strong and misses a shot inside. Red Hawks, you'd like to see us take a little more time there. 1:47 to go. There's a long three by Gledhill. He banks it in. A banked in three. Timeout, Summit. A bank in three, and just like that, it's down to a two-possession game. Tucci 49, Summit 43, 1:41 to go. Now the Red Hot, both these teams very young, each team with just one senior, and I think Summit has been too deliberate on offense due to very good defense by Tucci, but on the other end, Lon, Tucci's got to take a little more time in this with that lead. They're up 11, and they don't need to hurry. So a couple of Tucci turnovers and a couple of missed shots inside by Aylin Garnett, what you usually don't see. And just like that, it's down to a two-possession game. Possession arrow, I think, I can't see it, but I think it should be up on the scoreboard somewhere. They got all of everything else up there.
I think it's Summit.
I think it is, too. Yeah, they don't have that lit. So Summit has a possession arrow. Neither team in any foul trouble. There's only been one foul called here in the fourth quarter. So Summit shows about three-quarter court. Now they look a little confused. Now they're getting more pressure on. They'll inbound it to Garnett. Right on him is Brown. Garnett sticking his body right into it, brings it to front court. He drives all the way, and he's fouled. And that's good. We'll take that foul. We'll go back and inbound it on the sideline. then 7 seconds ran off the clock. 1:34 to go. Now Summit actually needs to foul, really, because they've got to get to 5 team fouls to put Tushy at the line. Tushy up 2 possessions, inbounding under the basket. Get it to Garcia. Garcia, the 8th grader, backs it out, has it slapped away in the backcourt. Preciado runs it down. Preciado, the junior, with it. Get it to Garnett. Garnett on the left sideline. All over him is Brady. Back to Preciado. Shot clock at 14. Preciado gets it back to Garnett. Garnett drives in, goes up on Redhill, and scores it. They grabbed him by the arm at the top of the key. No call, and he went right up on the 6'7 senior and scored it. And we got a whistle and a foul. Tushy didn't like that one. That's okay. It's our first foul of the fourth quarter. We're up 51-43, 1 minute and 4 seconds left. And the foul is Preciado's first. Up top it goes to Gladio. He'll fire a deep three. It's a short off the front iron. Long rebound, chase down. Garcia's there, and Summit takes it away from him. Gledhill, the older Gledhill now, down low to Brady. Shot blocked out of there by Garnett. At least 6 block shots, and timeout Tushy. Aylin Garnett blocked the shot. The loose ball went to Johnny Garcia. Aylin Garnett, just an 8th grader, but he says, oh, crud, my 8th grade classmate's going to get the ball stolen from him. He called a quick timeout. 46.8 seconds left. Tushy with the ball and a 7-point lead. Summit has only committed 2 fouls, so they've got to go for the steal or foul right away. So Summit, just 11 second-half points. A banked-in 3-pointer with 1:41. Got the lead down to 6 points after the Red Hawks were up by 11 at one point. But Jake Gledhill, 21st half points for their 6'7 senior, only 2 here in the second half. Kyler Pumphrey, the senior, will inbound right in front of the Summit head coach down to my left. Blue shirts pressuring Tushy. Garnett's got the ball. They're trying to foul him, but they won't call it. Now they will. They were slapping at him in backcourt, and then 2 more players sandwiched him at half court. And that foul is on Liam Brown, his first of the game. 41 seconds left. Tushy's boys.
Yeah, they were trying to foul him. That was about the third time.
Trying to win there. I think 6th postseason game, and 4 of them have been the loser out variety. They inbound it to Pumphrey. He's fouled immediately by Jake Gledhill. The freshman, Kyler Pumphrey, across the way, inbounding the ball at half court, right in front of the Tushy faithful. They inbound it to Zessen. He's fouled. 38.2 seconds left. And that foul is on Liam Brown. And that is 5 team fouls. So now, with 38.2 seconds to go, Hudson Zessen will shoot 2 free throws. Now, I grew up with some Zessens in Milton Freewater. Greg and Chip. And Hudson hits his reverse free throw. I have to do my Zessen family research here. I'm guessing they're related. Maybe one of their sons or grandsons.
Perfect.
And Zessen hits them both. Hudson, 4 fourth quarter points. 2 free throws with 38 seconds to go to put the Red Hawks up 10. 3-pointer on the way. Air ball. Redhill gets it. He fires another air ball. Tushy's going to win it. 20 seconds to go. Summit is in panic mode. Another 3 on the way. Another 3 off the mark. A long one on the way. It's good. And that's a 2-point field goal with 17 seconds to go. I hope I didn't call that too soon, but I'm excited for the Red Hawks. 53-45, 8-point lead for Tushy. 17 seconds left.
I wouldn't be shooting free throws the rest of the 17 seconds. They're going to foul immediately.
Let's see, 8 points. That's 3 baskets they've got to make in 17 seconds.
They got to get the ball into Aylin.
Yep.
Let him do this free throw shoot.
I mean, stranger things have happened for sure. I mean, If you're a Summit fan, we're surrounded by, ideally, you steal the inbound and lay it in. Okay? If you don't steal the ball, you get a foul, and Tushy misses the free throw, and you score quick. But they were definitely in panic mode. They were just throwing the ball at the rim here at our Dayball gym. So the Tushy Redhawks, let's see, they played 5 postseason games. 3 of them have been loser out. They've won 3 loser out games. They're about hoping to win their 4th one and get to Spokane in the round of 12. They lead it 53-45. Kyler Pumphrey, the senior, will inbound it. The 6'7" Gledhill is right on him. They're all over Garnett. There they get go. It to him in the corner. He's going to keep the dribble, and they foul him.
There we go. That's what we wanted.
Fouled by Brady. 6 seconds to go. Aiden Garnett, 28 points in the ball game unofficially, but his defense, he has at least 7 block shots. The whole team has rebounded very well here in the second half after that was an issue in the first half, and the defense has been excellent.
First free throw.
First free throw, yeah. They've been trying to foul in the last 3
Let's
minutes
see if
of the game.
He can make a 15-footer.
And he did. Aylin hits the free throw. Tushy for the game is 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Second free throw is also good. 10-point lead. Don't foul. Just let them go. Let them go.
Yeah.
And they'll fire a 3.
Nope.
It's off the mark. Rebound Garnett. Garnett's going to come the other way, and he'll hold it up.
Oh,
the 8th grader is going to dribble it out. The Redhawks. 55-45. The Redhawks will go to Spokane. And the dream continues. The first, the sale, or go, whoa. I almost made it the whole time. The first Tushy boys basketball team to make it to the state tournament. Now they have a chance to play their second game, and they'll play it in the Spokane Arena. We're going to keep it here. We'll add up the stats. They're going to be happy, happy totals. We hope for an opportunity to visit with Scott Pumphrey after he visits with his team. We'll have Lon head down to the locker room, and he can bring Scott Pumphrey, and I'd like to talk to his senior and anybody else, or his senior and one other player. Got that? Okay, so we're gonna keep it here. Well, of course we're keeping it here. We kept it here the whole game. Aiden Garnett has just been awarded the Sportsmanship Award. For Summit Christian, it was Caden Brady. Brady, the 6'4 sophomore who guarded him the whole game. Let's add up the totals. 11 points for Cooper Pumphrey. I'm just going down my score sheet. 4 points for Kyler Pumphrey, the only senior on the Tucci roster. Johnny Garcia, a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3-point field goal. 2 for Isai Preciado. Aylin Garnett, 11 points in the fourth quarter, 18 plus 11. Is 29 points. 18-28, 29 points for Aiden Garnett. Parker Rivas played but did not score. 6 points for Hudson Zessen, the 6-foot freshman, did a lot of the dirty work on the boards, and he scored 4 points in the fourth quarter. The freshman hit 2 of 2 free throws with 38.2 seconds to go in the ballgame when the last real chance, a slim one for Summit, and Hudson put the nail in the coffin with the 2 free throws. Gio Garcia did not play. Cooper Moyer did not play. Victor Rincon got in the ball game, but did not play. So 15, 18, 20, 49, 53. Oh, they wiped the score off the board.
We
got 53, right?
We got 55. 55, 45.
Huh. Okay. 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 18. 18, yeah. Yeah, yes. And then Coach Pumphrey. Now, great, you're here.
Okay, I'll go get the coach.
Okay, all right. We'll let You don't have to go down there.
Thank you.
Hey. Right there, buddy. Okay, we're on the air, but okay. I'm Mike Spees. Congratulations. Okay. I don't know if I've ever actually met you.
No.
I taught and coached your cousin Parker. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay, so go ahead and put the headphones on, and you'll hear me talking. So you guys are making history.
Yeah, we are.
Our only senior on the roster.
Exciting. Really good. Yeah.
I wish the people could see the smile on your face.
It's unreal.
Yeah,
I mean,
just talk to us about
it. It's crazy. I mean, obviously in Tushy, I've been playing since I was a freshman, and it's just been, it's been crazy. Tushy's never made it to really into playoffs in the last 8 years. And I mean, this is the first time in school history for us to make it to the state playoffs. So I think it's unreal. And I'm so thankful and grateful to be a part of this team. And it's been a journey, and I'm so excited to keep on playing. So, yeah.
I love hearing the words you're saying, thankful and grateful. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this with you guys. This is kind of a last-minute thing for me.
Yeah.
But I'm as excited as I've been at any game I've covered. So I'm sure you guys had a scouting report.
Yeah.
And so what was the scouting report, and how did it play out today?
The main thing was shout-out to 22 on their team. He was a great, amazing player, but he was kind of their main and their key to their team. And so we went into it saying that we got to take him out of the game. We got to limit the amount of touches he gets and limit the amount of shots and just play defense and go up and down the court. And the main thing was to take away number 22. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, hey, in the first half, that didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't.
He had 20 first-half points.
Yeah.
He's a great player, as you said.
Is.
So tell us what you talked about at halftime, and how does that guy go from 20 first-half points to one field goal early in the third quarter, and that's it? How'd you shut him down?
Really, we just had to bring up key players. I mean, to really bring up players that just to get off the bench and just really they have one job, and that's to stay on him and guard him and literally not let him get a bubble at all, just be on him at all times and just literally being on him no matter what. So, yeah.
And you guys did a great job of that. We're going to get to visit again on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And hopefully not against the Sales.
Yeah.
We want the Irish to win in this next one, but any final thoughts? We're going to go to Coach Pumphrey here in a moment. Any final thoughts on your day-to-day, the season, and the fact that you guys are going to Spokane for a game next Wednesday?
I'm so excited. We're going to come together these next 2 days on Monday and Tuesday and just really hit practice hard and be excited and go to Spokane and just enjoy what we're doing. Enjoy the experience. I know it's my last year, so I'm just enjoying it as time goes on. So, yeah.
Yeah, what a way to go.
Yeah.
What a way to go. Yeah, you outscored them 26 to 13 in the second half.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That's probably wrong. I'm a math teacher. I should have been able to add it up. If Mr. Dickey would have been my math teacher, I'd have done a better job. All right. Kyler, congratulations. And if you see your dad, tell me. I think he's going to come up. He just walked around. Great job. Go ahead and take that off. You go enjoy your team. It's all about the team.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, Kyler Pumphrey.
Thank you for coming.
What?
Are you interviewing his dad?
Yeah, that's the plan. He was here, and then
he was here.
That's fine. It's okay. We're not going anywhere. We got 20 minutes before the DeSales warm-up start. So. Yeah. I wanted to. Hey, Kyler, it's not. Come here. Okay. So I do want to, it's not a hurry because the Sales doesn't go on the air for 20 minutes. So we're in good shape. So I'd like you to locate your dad. And then if he would like to bring up one other player with him, he can. But I definitely want to make sure I talk to you. Okay. All right. Thank you.
What do you think about Eli?
That's between you and your dad. All right. Well, let's just keep adding up these happy totals because I'm happy. We got plenty of time. So Tushy, 55 points. I screwed that up somehow. 2, 3, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18. I've got the score by quarter right. But somehow.
He's got a little bit of a score, too.
Hudson Zessen had 6 points. Yeah, there we go. Hudson had 6. I had him down for 4 for the game, but he had 6. Okay. Anyway, for Summit Classic Christian, who has their season ended at 19-9 under head coach Pat DeSmet, Touche led 15-13 after one quarter. Summit Classic Christian, a 19-point second quarter. They outscored Touche 19-12. The whole first half, they pounded the boards as the much taller team, 6'7", 6'4", 6'4", 6'2", 6'1". That's a tall team. That's also the only five players who played for Summit. They did not play a single reserve the whole game. Coach Pumphrey got eight guys in the ball game, 5, 6, 7, and they wore them out and just overwhelmed Summit coming out of the second half locker room. And when we get Coach Pumphrey here, he can say whatever he wants, and we'll get you too. And, okay, so we got a microphone-shy coach. All right, we're going full live here. Normally when I do an interview with a player or a coach, I'll take a break and talk to them during the break. But this is full live. Aylin, we've never met.
Yeah.
My name's Mike Spees.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I taught and coached at DeSales for a long time, 40 years. And I've been doing the radio for DeSales for 33. I've done a couple Touche games in football. I've done some football state championship games for Touche. I've seen you play twice against the DeSales, and I've seen you play at the league and district tournament. You are fun to watch.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So, open mic for you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, Summit's a great team. We just stuck to the game plan. You know, just take 22 out of the game and make it as difficult as we can, and we did that.
You certainly did. I think I had a lot of favorite moments.
Yeah.
And I keep telling myself, you're just an eighth grader, but you seem like a very humble kid, and you certainly understand the game. There at the end, you blocked the shot, and it went to your classmate, Johnny.
Yeah.
Eighth grader. Okay. Two guys coming at him. What did you do?
Yeah. I know
what you did. I'm just asking you. You blocked the shot. Johnny ends up with the ball, and you.
Oh, timeout.
Called timeout.
Yeah.
That was really, really smart.
Yeah.
Because you guys basically had him, but their only chance was to steal the ball and make a quick land.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in the moment. Obviously, you didn't remember that now as I replayed it. But in that moment, what allows you to think so quickly?
You know, I play on one of the best circuits in the country, URBL, Nike circuit. And, you know, you always got to think. When I saw Johnny getting double teamed, I just knew instinct. I just had to call timeout, making sure that he was fine. And, you know, we just reset.
Yeah, got to be a thinker.
Yeah.
That's right. My dad used to always tell me that. Be a thinker, not a stinker. Hey. Again, I don't know you that well. I know your statistics speak for themselves.
Yeah.
We don't even really need to talk about that. You've had such a great season here in your eighth grade year. So I'm going to get to talk to you folks again on Wednesday in Spokane. Hopefully not against the Sales. We want the Irish to win this next one. But moving forward, heading to the Spokane Arena, what thoughts run through your mind when you start to maybe reflect on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be my first time, our school's history first time, so it's all going to be it's all going to be new for us. So, you know, we just got to go in there same way we went in here and rest of the seasons. So, you know, we just got to get ready.
Yeah, I will want to ask you one more question. Same thing I asked your senior teammate, Kyler. So at halftime, you guys are down 32-27. Yeah. That Jake Bledhill, 6'7" senior, he had 20 points at the half.
Yeah.
You guys are getting beat up on the offensive boards.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things really specifically that you talked about at halftime as a team and for yourself to make such a big turnaround in that second half?
You know, we knew we were in this game. Our shots weren't falling, and we were only down five. So, you know, we just had to stick to the game plan and box out. You know, that's a big team, so – the second half, we were on ourselves, boxing out. And that's what we did in the second half. We came out punching. So, you know, that's
right.
What we did.
So, block shot steals and 29 points and a couple free throws. It was amazing all the stuff that was going on that you didn't shoot a free throw until 14 seconds were left.
Yeah.
But you made it, man.
Yeah.
And Hudson, their last real chance to maybe get in it. Hudson put the nail in the coffin. There were 38 seconds.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
And we'll see you Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Aylin Garnett, and then we'll just pass this down to. You can just say, yeah, you just write, you're fine. So Scott Pumphrey, head coach, is going to get the headphones on. Well, Scott, I don't know you that well. I know your brother, Curtis. I remember the Pumphrey boys growing up. You guys are quite a bit younger than me, but I'm a Melton Three Water guy, too. I know your brother, Curtis, a little better, and your nephew, Parker. But I'm getting to know you a little bit. You're a very humble coach, and you're a little bit microphone shy.
I am, yeah.
I could tell you weren't all that enthused. But, hey, everybody, this game is archived. You know, if the technology worked the right way, you'll be able to listen to this anytime you want, anywhere you want.
That's awesome. I appreciate it.
So be careful about what you say.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, okay. I'll make just your thoughts, just wide open mic, your thoughts about the ball game today.
Well, you know, any team that's still playing today is a good team, and they were a great team. We had a good game plan going in, and we know, you know, our style of basketball is pressure. Is that constant pressure, and you know it takes a while, but eventually, you know, we're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and that dam is going to eventually, it starts to leak a little bit of water. We keep pushing and pushing, and that little hole becomes a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, and you know, in that second half, you know, we were able to jump on them and take advantage of some of those mistakes from them. So
yeah, now of course you guys played DeSales twice, so I saw those games and I was able to watch. Well, I didn't see the Garpal game at Garpal or the Sunnyside game, but I've watched you guys play a few times. And you seem to have the same substitution deal all the way through. You played eight guys. They played five guys.
Right.
They never subbed. And you stuck with your plan, and you're right. They were fatigued. They had the deer in the headlights. And there's like, what just happened to us?
Yeah.
And that's a fun – I know, that's a fun feeling as a coach – when you kind of know you got them there in those last few minutes.
Well, and you know, all season we've, you know, we've the VO2 max and the intense training and everything like that. And
VO2 max, what's that?
Just the being able to breathe and focus under pressure, you know. I mean, so, you know, we've got a personal trainer that comes in and just really works these boys. And they bought into that. And, you know, it shows because we can play that style of basketball, you know. And for them, 22, he's a great player, no doubt about it, but I don't think he scored in that fourth quarter.
He scored a bucket early in the third quarter, and that was it.
And that was it. So that's that kind of, you know, we just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and, you know, eventually we're there when they make those mistakes, and their jump shots quit falling because, you know, the legs are the first thing to go.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, coach to coach a little bit, I think Robert Elizondo is the one that said it. So you took your guys to a camp this summer.
We did a road trip. We took them to Wallowa Lake.
Okay, that's what he's – okay, yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, and so, you know, we hit a bunch of teams that we normally don't see, you know, on the way to Wallowa Lake. But
okay.
It was more – it wasn't about basketball. It was team building and camping and all that. So, yeah.
That's what I was hoping to hear. That's what I love to hear.
Yeah.
Basketball doesn't start – you don't roll out the balls the first practice and play your season. It's
right.
When you're a committed head coach,
yeah.
It's a year-round deal, and you love your guys. And I can tell. I can tell that's.
Yep. You know, and it's where, you know, we're a great team, and you know, Aylin, you know, he's the focal point, but
yeah.
These guys trust each other, and,
yeah.
and it starts, you know, the team dinners and all that
yeah,
stuff.
So, right.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. Yes, that's so, exactly yeah. What I was hoping to hear from you. Hey, the really cool news is. We're going to get to do this again on Wednesday.
All right.
Hopefully not against the Sales.
Yeah, no, we're, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, well, hopefully we
but
get to
you
see.
You guys are there for sure.
We'll see the Sales in the semifinals.
That's right. So you've been studying that bracket. You're not supposed to do that, Coach.
I don't look ahead too much.
One game
yeah.
At a time. Yeah. Hey, Scott, congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach to coach, I really appreciate your effort with your kids.
Yeah. All right.
Building a lot of great memories
yeah.
For that our whole community in Touche. And they, these kids will remember that for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and, I mean, good luck to the Sales. You guys got a great program, great yeah. Tradition
well,
and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, congratulations.
All right, appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Hey, I guess it doesn't matter. We're on the – okay, so I texted Curtis because I have his number to get your number. But he – anyway, so if you could write down your – you don't have to. Just – Yeah, anyway. Okay, so Coach Pumphrey is going to write down his phone number. He might regret that, but I don't. I hope not. I think I will. I'm a media guy. You got to talk to the media once in a while. Congratulations, Scott. All right, Tushin wins at 55-45, so we can move them to the right in the bracket. They'll go to game number 12 at Wednesday in Spokane at 2 p.m., and they will play the loser of DeSales versus Moses Lake Christian. If you finish in the top eight in the state seeding, you are guaranteed double elimination in the bracket. So the DeSales game coming up, if the Irish, whoever wins that, will skip Wednesday's game and go to the quarterfinals on Thursday. If the team that loses this ball game, DeSales versus Moses Lake, they'll get one more chance on Wednesday against Tushy. So let's keep the Irish and the Tushy out of the mix against each other until, as Coach Pumphrey said, the state semifinals. Wouldn't that be awesome? And that's a great deal. Our Southeast 1B great division. There's eight teams in that division. Four of them are in the final 12, or excuse me, in the final 16 of the state. And now Tushy has put themselves in the final 12 as well. And so we're way ahead of schedule. So DeSales has been out shooting around. Now they told them they have to go back to their locker room because the official warm-up won't start till 20 minutes on the clock. And I don't think I ever actually gave the scoring for Summit. We got Tushy scores. We had a nice visit with Kyler Pumphrey, Aiden Garnett, and Coach Scott Pumphrey. Now they're celebrating with their team in the locker room and their community throughout the weekend. Let's go ahead and look at it for Summit. They only played five guys. Luke Forrest had 4 points. Liam Brown had 9 points. Jake Gledhill, 6'7" senior, 22 points, but he had 20 of those in the first half. And then the other two players, Caden Brady, 4 points. Hudson Gledhill, the sophomore, he ended up with 11. Okay, Hudson Gledhill, he had a banked in three with 1:41 to go to get the Summit within 6 points. And Tushy didn't panic, push it back up to that 10-point advantage for the final score of 55-45. Let's go a final thank you to our people who sponsored. Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. If you're still listening as a Tushy fan, this is not begging for money by any means, but there are extra expenses that go with state tournament broadcasts. And the folks that own Two Arts Communications, KHSS Radio, KGDC Radio, they work very hard to sponsor high school sports all year long. And I just got looking at things towards the end of the season and said, hey, we might want to think about trying to pick up Tushy. So due to different circumstances and getting permission from the WIAA to cover a second team and trying to see what the bracket would look like to see if it would work out timing-wise, because I can't be at two places at once, it worked out perfectly. And so we said, let's do it. And a few people contacted me and said, yeah, well, I'll read your names on the air. So I don't know if I should or shouldn't be doing this, but for $50, you can have your name mentioned or a little readout for the rest of the games this year at the state tournament. You could contact R. Fazzari, R-F-A-Z-Z-A-R-I at khssradio.com. And you can type up what you want said, and he'll send you a bill for $50. That's a pretty simple deal. If that didn't make sense, you can call me at 509-240-6090, and I'll help you out. Also, speaking of listening online, I mentioned this to Scott Pumphrey. Rob Fazzari, and I'm I'm not 100%, I can't promise this, but I do know on the regular schools that he covers, DeSales, Walla Walla High School, and College Place Athletics, all of their games are in the archives. You can listen to them online anytime you want. So the way you listen to a game online, you go to KGDC Radio, all one word, KGDCRadio.com. Then you navigate it, and you will click on Irish Radio. Now, we're using the Irish Radio link, so there will not be a Touche link. So KGDCRadio.com, and then you'll have to click on Irish Radio and find your game. And so that's a lot of fun. So our sponsors who are with us for this contest and Wednesday in Spokane, Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning, home of the one-week spill and stain warranty serving the Walla Walla Valley since 1980. Personal Touch specializes in high-quality cleaning of carpet, upholstery, and many hard surfaces, and carpet stretching and repairs as well. Offering season, senior, and military discounts, you can call Touche alum George Martinez at 509-529-8500. And Taylor Gregg, Touche alum, he's sponsored this broadcast as well, so big thank you to Taylor. We have a couple other sponsors who preferred to remain nameless, and I'd like to thank them for helping us out as well. And a big thank you to Robert Elizondo, Touche School Superintendent, for those read-in ads, we call them, for Touche School District. Flying high in Touche pride at the end of all of them. And Touche playing with a lot of pride, and they'll be flying high to Spokane next Wednesday at 2 o'clock against the loser of Moses Lake Christian and DeSales. I'm just pausing here for a moment, trying to decide if that's the end of the Touche side of our broadcast. We've got the sponsors mentioned. We've got this Touche School District information shared. Just feel like I'm forgetting something. But I think that's it. Touche wins at 55-45. Our Red Hawk broadcast at the state tournament here in Richland, state regionals, and then Spokane Wednesday at, I covered up my bracket. I want to make sure I say the right thing. Wednesday at 2 o'clock. For the Touche Redhawks as they continue to make history for Touche boys basketball. With that, I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank all of those great sponsors. Thank Gabe back at the studio. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking Irish boys basketball as they get ready to take on the Moses Lake Christian Crusaders. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.